Watson Hall presents
Trail of the Loathsome Slime with Nick Marsh as the Keeper of Arcane Law.
Would anyone like to recap what had happened so far on the
recaps, that's
Epsilon?
Recap, sorry, carry on.
I've gone mad.
It all went to hell on the boat.
I've punched people.
Like we knew it would.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
We are on the boat.
The Epsilon Pioneer.
Heading south.
That's the one. The night before we arrived, on the 29th of February, the captain suggested a celebratory meal, not in any way suspicious.
No, it wasn't. Why would it be?
It was.
Purely because we're in a role-playing game.
Okay.
So, Ophelia wasn't feeling well, came to see the doctor, Sandy went to wait the backup engineer. Basically, everyone starts either feeling a bit rough or turns out to have gone loopy and is attacking people. Shouting
about
scaly
anybody.
Bastards.
I've gone loopy.
I've not attacked anybody, have I?
You're not loopy, I think.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, someone, Ophelia is. Ophelia thinks Dr. Griffin is an awful fish creature.
That's true. She's not attacked me yet.
What if she is an awful fish creature? That would suggest,
maybe. We haven't investigated. Basically,
just because you're paranoid doesn't mean doctors aren't awful fish creatures.
It's cinematic ergotism. People have started deciding to bludgeon each other to death. That's basically it. We're fighting ourselves potentially and various crew members.
Correct. So where we had left it in the fray is with Dr. Crippen and Ophelia. Ophelia was looking very panicked and seeing a hideous fish creature vomiting foul obscenities. Meanwhile, the Dr. Crippen, who had attempted to telephone up to the bridge, didn't get an answer, hung up the phone. The phone started ringing. So that's where we were with Dr. Crippen. Oliver is just extracting his wrench from the top of Bill Jacob's head, where he buried it in order to discourage him from attacking.
Extract his what?
Wrench.
Wrench. I thought you said rent.
That really is almost literally, not quite, flogging a dead horse, but not quite. Any landlords listening, this is not a good way to collect rent. Or it might be a good way to collect rent once. Anyway. And that is down.
It's the same from a tenant's point of view.
Have a friend with a large friend, with a large unfriendly dog, you know. That's what you want to go for.
That would help, yeah. Talk stuffed, carry a big wrench. Anyway, that is down on the lower deck, the crew quarters. There have been a scene of horror in the first crew cabin. Shandy is hiding behind a door, which she just slammed into Bill. But Bill, never got a chance to retaliate, because of Oliver. Meanwhile, Captain Tom Crunch, up on the deck below the bridge, has been assaulted by the other captain.
Who went crunch?
Who you knocked out and didn't kill. You grappled him.
Killed him.
And
I'm a professional.
Well, it's true, you haven't killed anyone yet. You knocked out Paul Yates, the Dolph Lundgren-alike ornithologist, and you grappled the captain and bounced his head off the wall until he stopped doing the things you didn't want him to do. Meanwhile, well, that's everyone covered, isn't it?
We have been busy.
Let's start with Captain Tom Crunch. There is a crunch as the captain's head connects with the firm iron of the wall of the lower wall of the bridge. You are just by the side of the steps, the ship steps, the sea steps, sea ladder, which goes up to the bridge. The captain is unconscious before
maybe
you.
Maybe steps as well. It depends if there's a ladder like on the outside of it. Right, I will check.
There is a light on in the bridge.
Check that he's breathing and okay, put him in the recovery position, and then I shall make my way up to the bridge.
Okay. You, clambering up the ladder, the sea ladder, when there is a gunshot.
Direction?
Right above you. And as you look, this is all sort of happening at once. So as this, as you realize what's happening, that's when the gunshot happens. So there is, a man outside the bridge hammering on the window, the sea window, frothing at the mouth. He's got a kind of a bent pipe in his arm and he's smashing it into the window, which is like cracked, but it's some kind of safety glass, safety sea glass. And inside the bridge, you can make out a figure just as you're sort of getting high enough. You can see someone behind the wheel, the sea wheel.
Yes, and I'm that's getting a definite Terry Nation feel here. It's not just a plague, it's a space plague.
He points something at the window and is shouting.
That'll be the gun.
And then there is a gunshot. So I'm going to make a roll for that.
Okay, well, very unlikely to have been in my direction since I'm below the level of the bridge.
Yes, it's nowhere near you because you're still a good person's length, or even a bad person's length, below the window. Okay, so there isn't a gunshot. I'll take that back. There is a click and a disappointed grunt from the bridge, from somebody who rolls a 99 on their pistol skill.
Ow.
That's a good start. And let's see, I'm getting the bad rolls for you.
No, as well as is it, they don't replace each other. It's not just like a.
Tom, what are you doing?
Right, I need to take this person out. So, would they be reachable from the top of the ladder?
They're right at the top of the ladder. They're on the little Perfect. Flat bit outside the door.
Yep.
Just
then, I want to brace myself for sort of my legs go. You know, attach myself to the ladder as best I can, grab them by the ankles and pull the legs back so that they go face first onto the deck.
Okay. This is, as you get closer, you notice this is First Mate Erickson. He's a cheerful extrovert with no unusual features.
Apart from his flat nose.
He's fond of singing and assaulting
Difficult
the bridge
broken teeth,
with a
but
pipe.
Good luck, Erickson.
Can you make a stealth roll just to see if you're noticed on the way up the ladder?
Come on, I mean, there's got to be bonuses involved.
I will
very muted gunshots.
I will take into consideration your.
Well, I've rolled 30, and I have a sneak of 10 for some reason. Shit.
Okay, you're kind of quiet, but the ladder, the space ladder, no, sea ladder. Steps ladder.
It's
creaks.
Not a step ladder. If it's a step ladder on a rolling ship's deck, I'm not going up it.
It creaks, and Erickson spins and looks at you, and Kyle does a little angry jig, and then kicks out at your face.
Dodge.
What's your dexterity, Captain Crunch?
It's 17.
17. That is higher than First Mate Erickson. So he sees you, but you're not surprised by his attack so much. So you get to act first, but he may try and dodge out of the way.
Okay. Is this grappling or is.
Sounds like a grapple
else?
To me.
Oh, I thought it was
a bit of leg grabbing.
Bit of leg. And that has gone straight out of the thing. And that's 55. And I've got 60. So, yeah. It's special, apparently, grapplers. I've got a strength of 17, if that's involved.
He has got... These sea chaps are very salty fellows. He's got a strength of 16, being a sturdy seaman. So rather than oppose strength, let's just give you a 55% chance to keep hold of this fellow.
59 isn't quite what I wanted there.
All right, so it's not a disaster. You've grabbed his legs, but you've not quite got in a position where you can sort of overpower him. But he was going to kick you in the face. That makes it quite difficult. So he kind of punches down at your head instead. So that's good because his fisting is much... Oh, no, it's better than his kick. Okay, so he punches down at your head. And bonks you on the head. I don't know why he punched rather than using the lead pipe.
I wasn't going to mention it. I was waiting until he'd actually taken the swing.
He's caught off balance a little bit. So he does... bloody hell. This is a ship of giants. Size 18. Does anyone know what the damage bonus is? Strength 16, size 18?
Minus 5, I think.
Okay.
Well, I've got size 17, strength 17, and I've got plus 1d6. Mm. So he's bound to have less than that, because I'm stronger than he is.
Seems likely. Now,
1d4 then.
So a d2, maybe?
Okay, I am going to give you an opportunity to let go and dodge out the way.
I'd like to make a counter-proposal.
Okay.
Hang on and dodge out the way.
Mm.
I'd like to keep hold of his legs, stroke ankles, stroke trousers, although I'm not actually going to stroke his trousers, and jump off the ladder to the deck below. He's punching at me, and I'm hoping he will therefore overbalance and be in a right pickle.
Right, okay. Well, let me just... Okay, so he's
if he doesn't,
punching
I will
down
just
at
be,
you.
I will just be swinging gently off his legs.
He's punching down at you, and you're on the ladder below, and you're doing what?
Well, I was holding his legs.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to jump off the ladder backwards. down to the deck below. But I'm not going to let go.
Okay, but the idea is that he's got the momentum forward, so he's going to land under you. That's your plan, is it?
Nope. The idea is that he'll just come. I will just fall sort of, you know, pretty much vertically and know that I'm going to hit the deck. And I will still be hanging him onto him, so it'll pull him one way or the other. He might fall over backwards. He might overbalance. If things go very badly,
so you're just
going to
jump backwards. I'm going to say...
Not very far. Let me just say I'm not launching myself Greg Luganus style into a... backward flip that connects with the deck.
Oh, hey, you just found the hatch down to the next deck. Congratulations.
This sounds like a fight back, honestly.
It'll be fine. I'm going to say that takes the wind out of his punch a little bit and drops him to minimum damage, which is 2.
Okay.
To the back of your head.
Ow. Good God, I'd already been hit for 4 points, right? Okay.
You've got an excellent doctor on board.
What, the crazy fish lady?
Not a crazy fish lady.
He was calling anyway. You that before the hallucinated. So let's think. You're falling. Okay, I think I'd like a dex by 5 roll from you. It's very hard for David to do a lot about it.
26, which is less than dex times 2, in fact.
I will give him a dex by 2. You've got hold of his legs, and he wasn't expecting it. So he's got to do quite well. He has not got the dex of an Olympian god, you'll be pleased to hear. But he's rolled 0-3.
So I just swing from side to side. Well, this isn't going well.
he manages to... drop his pipe and kind of hook his arms just instinctively into the railings next to him. So he's kind of, and you are sort of swinging off him.
Shit, I'll let go then. did he drop the pipe down, or just where he was?
Let's have a luck roll. He's just dropped it. He did because he was trying to grab.
Is it
the
his
ball.
Luck or my luck?
Which would you rather?
I've no idea what.
It's 50, your luck, really.
55. Okay, I've rolled 16.
He so drops it. The ship rollicks around in the wintry fashion. Waves, and the pipe sort of rolls. It's starting to roll towards you.
Right. Well, I mean, I am just basically letting go.
You're just letting
go. Getting out of the way, but I'm hoping it will, you know, fall down. So I have effectively disarmed him, and
okay.
I'm now in possession of a pipe.
All right, you nice. Drop into a sort of an alert soldier crouch. You fall. I mean, you've fallen about 8-9 feet, thump, down to the floor. But you were expecting and
was
prepared
I in Paris?
For it.
I can't remember.
you must have been. I think we figured out because you've been to Goose Green. I should have a dex roll. You're not going to take any damage, but we'll have a dex roll to see if you hurt your ankle.
All overboard. 26. That's dex times two.
It's fine. The pipe sort of... You weren't grabbing it, were you? Just letting go. The pipe rolls off.
Don't even think about it.
Would you like to make a luck roll?
Seriously? Just to not be hit by a falling pipe? Is this because I mentioned Buster Keaton? Earlier?
You already made your
19.
Roll. Okay, all right. It drops to the floor. Clang! At your feet.
Great. I'll scramble for the next round.
And he is looking down the sea ladder with an expression of utter annoyance, if you can imagine such a thing. It's not all about the sea here. Meanwhile, down in the doctor's cabin, the sea phone has rung.
I answer it.
Who is this? Did you ring?
Doctor. Who am I speaking to?
Dr. Crippen. It's Rosman.
Okay. Everyone's been poisoned.
He's the second mate.
Everyone's been poisoned.
Is that what's happening? Everyone's gone crazy.
Yeah, they've all been
they're
poisoned.
They're trying to get in the bridge.
They'll be hallucinating. And they'll be violent. And they might ignore injuries. And then they might die.
Can you fix it?
I could if I had more supplies.
Ophelia is texting on Signal as we speak. Ophelia is kind of yelling in the background. Who's that? Have you got one in there with you? What's happening? Lock the door.
I'm trying to deal with a patient at the moment.
Never mind that. The whole ship's going to crack. Just lock the door. Don't get hurt. I'm steering the ship. I've locked the bridge in.
Okay. Stay safe.
Okay. Ophelia is sort of hunched up on the... Actually, we'll save that for when Mark comes back. It seems a bit unfair to control Ophelia's character. So, we will do a quick switcheroo, a shitteroo, to Oliver and Shandy. Shandy has just closed the door. So, Bill has moved forward. You shut the door, presumably.
I was specifically swinging it into his back, but yeah, I will shut
the door. So
yeah,
so he has then walked forward.
Got his head stoved in.
Oliver's had a word with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's
fine. Stoved.
So what are you doing, Shandy?
Yeah, shut the door.
Shut the door. Okay, you slam the door shut as something thuds into it from the other side. There is howls and screams.
Am I still inside, outside, what?
So, Oliver, you are midway down the stairs. You've just literally thunked your wrench into Bill's head.
After he burst out of the cabin.
After he burst out of the cabin, frothing and angry, and Shandy screaming. So... You're not quite sure. Was this a rape attempt or what's happening?
There's more of them inside. They're killing each other.
And that's, Oliver, when you hear the noises from a bit further up the corridor. You're still halfway down the ladder. But there is another crew quarter just a bit further up the corridor. And you're hearing shouts and screaming from there.
Shandy, if I come in there, are you going to hit me?
So Shandy's down in the corridor, holding the door shut. So you're on a ladder halfway down to the crew deck.
I want to move to join her.
Okay.
How normal are you feeling right now?
Not enough sleep. Bit of a stomach ache.
Someone's pushing at the door.
Please get down here. They're trying to get out.
Okay. A lot of us sort of saying that as he was coming down.
Yeah.
So he can be at the door at this point. Someone's trying to. So you've pushed it to. So it's not like someone could push it open, but they are pulling on the handle, trying
to. Is there a way to secure it?
Can you think of what? Oh, so it's a handle.
How's it designed? It's a turnable handle. Yeah. Okay.
And that.
Does it have a lock?
Not on this side.
Is there anything nearby to which it could be fastened?
While you're thinking, let's have a strength. What's your strength, Shandy?
65.
Yeah, you're not too bad. 65? Jeez, you've got the Hulk on board.
13.
A fifth edition. Thank you, Shindy. Shindy?
The character sheet is...
I'm conflating your name and your character's name.
Shindy.
Fine if I call you Shindy.
I have many identities.
Oliver, what are you doing?
For the moment, I'm going to help hang on to the door. I have strength 12.
Handy. All right, then. Let's have a percentage roll. You have an 80% chance of holding the door shut with both of you, so one of you may roll it.
Please.
Okay. So an 87 wouldn't be a success then.
Isn't that just like a Shandy to bring a computer programmer to a soldier fight?
Soldier fight?
Yeah, it's a soldier fight. I don't know.
I love that film.
Soldier fight. I suppose you call that a war, wouldn't you, really? Now I think about it. Anyway.
Or a Saturday night in Hereford, you know.
Your hands are a bit slippy. Oliver with a bit of blood and other stuff that you're not trying to think very hard about. Shandy with pure, greasy fear. And so you're trying to hold the handle, but it slips out of your hand and someone is pushing the door open. Meanwhile, the noises you heard up the corridor are continuing. There's at least one other crew cabin, in fact, two crew cabins down here.
Shandy, do you have a good reason to be here? Because I feel like running.
Sounds good.
Good plan. Okay, you let go of the door.
With the ideal comic timing, we get away, they boil out of the cabin just as the guys from up the corridor are coming down the corridor and they fight each other. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, it's the idea.
That's how it'll work out. Who's going up the ladder first?
Go for it.
Yep.
What is your dexterity, Shandy?
16.
What?
Yeah, definitely you first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You are up the ladder. Or on your way up the, you know, it's not quite a ladder. It's just very steep set of steps.
Companion way, I think you'll find is the term. Or if you prefer, sea stairs.
Sea stairs. Or Hemingway, did you say?
Sea stairs.
Up the Hemingway.
Companion way.
Companion way, not the Hemingway. Okay, you're up the companion way.
The Hemingway only ends one way.
And you are... Hello, Mark. Welcome back.
Are you here? We can hear you.
Oh.
Ah.
Well, we didn't have any of...
Well, that depends how badly we roll.
You haven't had an action yet, have you? No, fair enough.
I'm out of it anyway, aren't I? Because I'm actually not in PC control at the moment, am I?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe.
I mean, you are out of it. We'll give you that.
Right.
There is a rabble descending in the corridor. while Shandy nips up the companionway. Oliver, what's your dexterity?
8.
Oh.
That's why she got to go first.
Okay. Shandy, you quite quickly get up to the next floor. You're in a corridor in which are your staterooms. To the end of the corridor, there's the showers. You can head out of the ship at this point because you're above the waterline. Behind you is where the lab is and the kitchen, and above you is the bridge, but you have to go out of the ship and round unless you have a key to a certain lock. So that's where you are. Oliver, you are grappling with the companionway. We better have a dex check for you to see if you scarp pronto. So let's have dex by... I think dex by 5. It's not that hard.
Okay.
To get out of the corridor quickly.
Yeah, 28 out of dex by 5 is 40.
Okay. There is a rowdy rabble of ruffians below you. You quickly scrabble up the companionway into the corridor above. What you'd really like to do is like slam the hatch closed below you, but there isn't a hatch, so that's going to be tricky. But you see down in the darkness, and the flickering lights of the because some lights have been smashed at this point, there are a group of angry sailors. Some are hitting each other, some are scrabbling for the ladder. You count, let me take one. Yeah, that's within the kind of brain rapid counting move that you think there's 6 figures down there as far as you can tell.
What, a million of them?
So that's where you are. Meanwhile, Dr. Crippen's on the phone. Ophelia.
Mm-hmm.
You're squatting on a bunk. You're feeling very, very ill.
I'm hiding behind the bunk.
You jump behind the bunk.
Because basically there is this sea creature in front of me.
Yes.
And I'm hiding from it.
It's now warbling some kind of horrid singing as its head kind of rotates round and round and seawater is kind of splurging out of its mouth.
Hands over my ears, shut my eyes, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home.
Okay, Dr. Crippen, Ophelia has become somewhat catatonic in your medical opinion.
Right, that's fine. How much nitroglycerin did I manage to, how many doses did I absorb?
Well, what you've got is the liquid sodium nitroprusside. You've got enough, probably, you think, because you use it in small doses to help with people who are having significant heart disease. You haven't got that much because you weren't expecting to have a shipload of people who needed it. You've
That's
got enough
fine.
For basically one infusion.
Okay, well, I feel fine, don't I?
You are absolutely certain you would have had symptoms by now. So
I'm going to stab Ophelia.
Okay.
Who has her hands over her ears
and her eyes shut.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think that's fair enough.
And when you finish doing that, you might give her a dose as well.
We're going to be a little cinematic about this. We've already established this is not how ergotism works. But we're going to say this is the cinematic B-movie antidote for this.
Okay.
Don't try this at home.
I roll a 0.9 on my medicine roll.
Okay, that is an extremely good intramuscular injection right into the back of her arm. That's going to give you, Ophelia, a resistant roll, because obviously intramuscular injections work instantly.
Of course they do.
I have a 35.
It's intramuscular, right?
Okay, I have a con of 7.
Mm.
If you're wanting me to do a resistance roll, I think the answer is going to be Ophelia's nuts.
Wait. A resistance roll with advantage. And you have a 50-50 chance because the poison only has a strength of 7. You're just shit at resisting it.
Uh-huh.
Why everyone else on the ship has gone down with it, I don't know. That's not...
Okay, so my first roll was 88.
Okay.
So I re-roll the 10s. And I get 18.
Okay. There is a sharp jab in your arm, Ophelia.
Ow!
And a rush of blood to your head. And then...
Double eye with a cherry on top.
Things start to go quiet. So in a few minutes... Again, not how magnetism works. You will be tottery, so you'll be at disadvantage on any physical things you do, but you will be not hallucinating.
Okay, so not hallucinating, I'm quite keen on, actually, to be honest.
And no longer heading towards a one-way ticket to Convulsantville.
I would just like to put in a small public service announcement, which is that if you are even thinking about taking medical advice from this podcast, really don't do that.
Yes, thank you.
Something
Roger.
Is already but deeply wrong with you.
We've made it clear. This hang is on. Very...
Roger, your background's in medicine, isn't it? And Nick?
Yes, so I can say don't do that really convincingly.
Nick is very much in the medical field.
I'm going to say we're taking...
And occasionally in the field.
Great issue with even more than Cthulhu is this is very pulpy medicine more so than any other Cthulhu. But other than as written the adventure, which would take Ophelia's character out for the rest of the adventure, that feels a bit,
which would be a bit annoying for the character.
Considering normally you already could have failed to get on the ship in the first place.
Yeah,
exactly.
They made that hard. But normally in Cthulhu, administering nitroglycerin to a person involves sticking a piece of dynamite up their bum.
Yeah, so I want to know how the written campaign expects you to...
There's no mention of cure or treatment or anything for rheumatism. Right. You just have That's to it. Make a resistance against it. Otherwise, you roll a new you've got it.
Okay.
And I think it does suggest you could take over one of the other... crewmates, but
hang on, it doesn't work like that, does it? It's not transmitted by semen.
If it was in the... anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm almost embarrassed if I do actually meet Marcus Rowland now. Never mind.
it's like a lot of his Cthulhu art, it's really evocative and well written as a story, but coming, to play through it's railroady. I think his other one was even worse. Sorry, Marcus, but the because we are massive fans of Forgotten Future.
I am in quite frequent touch with him, so you know I can pass this on if it's needed.
Well, the moon,
I mean, to be
the
fair,
moon one,
because
yeah,
it's
where...
really timely commentary on this adventure.
I mean, this is written back in 1983,
and it was the first Cthulhu Now adventure. In fact, it's what made Cthulhu Now. But the moon one, basically. Where you go on the entire last third of the adventure is you just watching things. Anyway, let's move on. Meanwhile,
that's true of many great films.
Tom, for this, Tom, Captain Tom.
Yes. Right. So the first mate is still up and about.
He's going to have a willpower roll to see whether he can resist sort of running down to try and beat you up. He's rolled 95. So I'm nothing subtle about my rolls tonight. Okay, so he starts kind of scrambling down the companionway towards you. I'm going to give him a dex roll because
I think we'll allow you steps.
Sorry. Well, it's we'll... it's one of those very steep ladders. Not quite
steps.
And he's trying to go forwards down it, which is inadvisable in rocky seas in the dark. When you are insane. So he's going to make a dex.
On a full moon.
Yeah,
with
a
the horse traders fair in town.
Dex by 3, I think. Yeah. 96. Okay. Bloody hell.
So I'll just help him overboard or what?
Well, no, he smacked his head on the bottom of the steps, hasn't he?
Well, he sort of rushes forward and slips. So he's... He's kind of sliding with his back against the steps, down towards you.
I'll kick him in the head. I'm going to punch him. Really, I think in the face.
You have got a lead pipe that you're.
I'm not going to use the lead pipe. I want to stop him having the lead pipe. I'm considerably better at just punching a man in the face than I am at hitting somebody with a lead pipe.
Okie doke.
Although I am skilled in it.
Let's have it. Let's have it in the face.
It's 30. Oh, sorry, no, I beg your pardon. That's actually 03, but I'll take 30 because I said that first.
All right, fair enough. Thank you for your honesty. you hit him in the face. He doesn't really get a chance to dodge sliding as he is.
Okay, so damage is 1d3 plus 1d6. So my d3 is 1. My d6 is 3.
That's rubbish.
Four. Yes, thank you.
He doesn't even need to make a con roll for that.
I am aware that was rubbish.
What is it, what does he get for actually falling down the stairs, though?
That is a fair point. He's going to take a D3.
A fatal concussion.
he takes 1 point from that. Okay.
Ooh, trembling.
And then he drops to the floor, growls at you, and tries to headbutt you. But we're back into normal combat now, so whoever's got the highest dex goes first.
17.
It's you.
Kick him in the nuts.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're at that kind of... I'll kick him in the... Well, try and kick him in the head if he's still down.
He's not... No, he's landed on his feet.
Oh, has he? So. Yeah, I'll try and kick those from under him.
You're not Bruce Lee.
I'll just kick him in the bollocks. I mean, come on. 28 this time, which is well under my kick. And for
he's
this one,
he's not trying
to
dodge.
I do 2d6, effectively.
Shit.
7.
It's a kick D6 in theory.
D6 plus damage bonus. Yep. Apparently, I have the weapon of fist stroke pun, which is a lovely non-violent way of completely demotivating somebody.
Love it.
This is basically what GURPS models as rapier wit. You just stun people by your puns.
Yeah. Rather than a rapier whip, you've basically done as much damage as a shotgun to his balls with your foot.
Right. Although I think he'd appreciate that I did it with my foot and not a shotgun.
We'll find out. How much damage was it?
Did I say it was 7?
That will be a con roll for Mr. Erickson. He's passed his con roll. He coughs up a walnut and swings back at you. Well, he's headbutting you.
What?
He's not thinking through tactics, don't worry.
He's just angry. An angry man. He's rolled 69 under 70. Now
he's better at fighting than me.
Incredibly.
I won't allow it.
Incredibly, yes, he is.
Okay. I'll try and dodge, maybe?
Okay, you'll miss your next attack.
Sod it then.
He's a very big lad.
Dodge.
It's worth the risk.
Oh, does he have a shape?
My dodge is terrible, is the thing, so, and I'll miss my next attack, which I think should probably take him out. I'll risk it.
So, headbutt from that position, it's only a D2, plus his damage bonus, unfortunately. That'll be 3 damage.
Okay, this is hurting a little bit, I might be slightly annoyed.
Captain Crunch.
I'm going to kick him again.
Okay, man, well, he's still out.
Yep, 43, that's below my kick of 60, and is he dodging?
No, he's an insane man.
Then he's dealing with 8 points of damage.
And then he has died from your kick.
He's died?
yes. Do you kick him hard?
He's unconscious.
No.
He's unconscious, so you don't know he's dead.
I look around, check just in case.
He back
and
into
then...
the... It's the metal grate. There is a horrible crack. His neck twists at a funny angle. The back of his head splits open, and kind of blood comes out of his ears, which you know is a very bad sign, and his eyes,
and then his nose and his mouth,
and then his head comes off. So no, <it's, laughs> okay, but it. I mean, you can pretend he's unconscious if you like, but he's. Lying.
So just move the body around so he's obviously fallen backwards off the bridge and done his head in. Just because it's a bit more suspicious if I put him in the recovery position when he's got an obvious head wound. I was hoping he'd just passed away and they wouldn't look too right. I'll do that.
These things happen in war, otherwise it's not war, is it? It's just an argument. So, meanwhile, Oliver, Shandy, you're on the crew deck, the second crew deck, where you have slept these last months. There is an angry mob of shittery seamen heading towards you.
He's
trying to get up the companionway, as we've all learned.
I'm guessing the answer is no, but is there a hatch that we could close between us and them?
No, I anticipated you said that. No, there is not. This is not a submarine.
Keep running, maybe head towards the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your best bet is probably to run out of the ship and round
into the sea.
Just jump into the sea.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
I'm tempted, but...
So you're on the site and then clamber up some companionways to get to the bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You run out of the door to the outside. The cold hits you. Oliver is in his thermal long johns, presumably. You jump out of bed.
Depends on how cold it's been. I think when you get to the serious polar expedition levels, then you just sleep in your clothes anyway, but I don't know if it's been that cold for us.
It's been getting colder. I mean, you're kind of effectively in the Antarctic, but not... you're probably sleeping in thermals, but not full polar gear,
yeah,
to be honest.
Enough. I mean, I didn't have anything on.
Yeah, Shandy has had time to get dressed and head down and be appropriately dressed. So you head out. The boat is rocking around in the seas. It's disconcerting looking out into the darkness and feeling the ship wobble around like a weeble in the. That was less horrifying than I thought it would be in the darkness of the ocean below you. And around you, and sometimes above you, which is relatively terrifying. But you are on the side of the ship. The portcullis, porthole, the door slams behind you as you get. Are you doing any kind of delaying tactics, or are you just running further upwards?
Have I still got my wrench? I don't think I dropped it.
Yes, you still have your wrench.
I just take a quick look. If there's somewhere obvious I can jam it to jam this door, then I will. But if it's going to take more than a few seconds, I'm not even going to try.
In a few seconds, you can jam the wrench in under the handle to make it, as far as you can tell, unless you balance it badly and maybe it'll just fall over, but it probably will delay them.
Okay.
And totally disarm you, which is fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, you know, there'll be something else heavy I can pick up and hit people with.
Yeah.
This is like... The Indiana Jones game, which I keep waxing lyrical about, there's always something to hit them with. It's very, just incredibly satisfying to hit one of Mussolini's fascisti with a guitar, exactly as it should be. They've done a great meaty thud for Indy's fist hitting a fascist.
And what does the guitar sound like? A guitar hitting something? Do you get?
If I'm honest, it was less satisfying than I was hoping, but it was still great.
It's not a great sound.
Well, you know, I mean, if it's a national steel, it'll probably stand up to it pretty well.
But the good thing the game is that all the fascists have colds, basically, so they very loudly announce when they walk. That's fine. Anyway, as we all remember from the Indiana Jones game. Meanwhile, a few minutes later, Ophelia, your eyes flutter open, and Dr. Crippen is before you. Not that one, this one, is before. That would be another hallucination. You're feeling...
Oh, Doc, I don't know what happened. Where's that creature gone?
I think you were hallucinating.
Oh, it was horrific.
Let's get you back onto the bunk.
There were these sea monsters and stuff. Can I just actually, one thing she's probably going to do is, does the boat sound like it's being controlled?
What's your seamanship skill?
At the moment, it's higher than that. It's 70 something.
Yeah. the engine's running currently. I mean, it's hard to tell whether I don't that mean there's someone at the wheel? It's not like totally over-throttling or not running at all.
Okay, yeah.
So, maybe?
Mm. I think I'd
probably have to do a special. I've just rolled 55, so... yeah, I'd probably have to do special better to actually turn around and go... The harmonics are wrong on that end.
I mean, you know this ship, or a ship, like the back of anyone's back. And so...
Except your own.
Distracted myself with the anatomical confusion. But it is kind of... To you, there's something that kind of sits right with you about the engine noise. You can't quite put a finger on it, but... It's kind of slightly changing in a way that sounds like someone is turning. It sounds like there's someone at the helm, as far as you can tell.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
You can't quite explain how you know that, but you...
Okay. It's the way the waves are hitting the side of the boat.
Yeah.
You're not upside down, full of water.
We're not upside down.
This is not the Poseidon.
We're not rocking like that, basically. We're rocking like that.
You're not beam two, as the... as the kids say. Okay. Let's have listening rolls.
Only if they sail.
I'm gonna check Ophelia over and make sure she is recovered and explain what has happened, what I think has happened.
Dr. Crippen's copying a quick Ophelia. But let's have listen rolls from both. Medicine roll from Dr. Crippen.
You're fine.
Cool.
Yeah, should be all right. Actually, you've got the dose perfectly correct. She's not going to explode. I don't think that happens. Don't you give people magic?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, it wasn't a standing roll or anything.
Don't jump for 3 days. Or God knows what.
And don't mix any cocktails.
And then I'm going to go over to the door and see if I can hear any noise in the corridor. I'm not opening the door. The door's locked.
I've got an image in my head of someone shaking a cocktail shaker, exploding, and then Rodney Dangerfield jumping up and saying, "I shouldn't have asked for that explosive Manhattan." Anyway, carry on. Sorry, Tina. Carry on.
It's all right. No, I've said what I'm doing.
Well, then you successfully...
Can I hear anything in the corridor?
Does she hear anything with her listen check?
What was your listen check?
Oh, okay. I wasn't rolling my listen. I was. Do I hear anything with my listen check? I failed my listen check.
Ophelia, you're listening out for the delicate mechanisms of the engine below you.
Where is my listen?
I don't know.
So I've rolled. Oh, okay. So I've rolled 22 under 25.
And above the kitten-like purring of the engine
turbine,
the diesel turbine, there is the sound of encroaching ruffians. Clang, clang, clang. Getting closer.
Oh God! I think the.
Lock the door. Make sure the door's locked.
Dr. Crippen locks the door. It does lock on this side.
I know you said I'm hallucinating, but it sounds like there's more of those fist creatures outside in the corridor.
At this point, a face slams into the port.
There shouldn't be a porthole in the doctor's door.
The face slams into the door.
Yeah, you don't generally like people going, "Why? Go on!"
No.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You've got me there. A face... What is the unmistakable sound of a face pressing into the door, comes from the other side of the door, as something thuds into the door. A face.
It's
not
like
something. Yeah, it's a face.
I'm not opening it.
And there's hammering and, on the other side of the door and kind of shouts of paganistic, atavistic.
How do they know we're here? We've been quiet.
It's a locked door. There's bound to be someone behind it.
Entire. She's been screaming.
Well, the door's closed and locked.
Okay.
Is there another way out of here?
No.
Okay, we're in here. Oh, telephone. I will phone the bridge.
Okay.
I will telephone the bridge.
Tom, Captain Tom, you could use a beer after that malarkey, presumably.
Do you know, I don't think he meant me.
No, I don't think
I think that
either.
Was a cunning ruse, segue, I'm not sure which, to get himself a beer.
Can't imagine it.
No,
I don't know why he doesn't just leave more than one tin sitting on his desk. I don't suppose the temperature makes the slightest bit of difference to how they taste.
I'm just picturing the Warts and All Sports of Charity event, you know, how long can we stand to GM sober?
I suspect I'll win.
Mm.
Yeah, so you're all right. to be fair,
now I'm decaffeinated.
Not, yeah, now to be fair, I think John and Tina may not have seen me run a game sober for about the first 5 or 6 years that they knew me. So
it's so hard to tell because when you're just getting to know somebody, you're thinking drunk or normally like that. So hard to define, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, and then after a while...
Then after a while, you catch him when they've sobered up, and you think, oh...
No, he was a pisshead, after all.
No, I liked you more this alcohol.
Oh, dear. Surprisingly, how many people who say that?
Is it, really?
Oh, yes, you'd be surprised.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it myself because excuse me, that's the difference.
No, I'm a better. To be fair, I am a better GM sober.
Well, I would imagine most people are. Possibly, if you're running Toon, it might be a coin toss. But although, really, that's Prince Valiant, isn't it? Coin tosses.
Yeah, strange how that never took off.
Or Underworld? No, what was the one where the Whatsapercase did for oh god, the Neil Gaiman set in London?
Neverwhere?
Neverwhere. There was the free one, wasn't it? Where the did the coin tossing. I can't remember who did it. Because Neil Gaiman said, yeah, it's fine, just don't charge any money for it.
What a hero that man is.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well,
Captain Crunch.
Let us remember him on happier times.
I didn't like him that much before.
I had no dog in that particular
fight. I'm not sure they were happier times.
It doesn't really affect me.
Captain Crunch.
We
you are standing over the... No, they have escaped. Shandy and Oliver have escaped to the outer deck. In fact, as you are standing over the unconscious body of David, you hear the sounds of running feet clattering across a rain-soaked, well, ocean-soaked deck. As rounding the corner and clambering up the companionway comes Shandy. Sandy.
In that case, firstly, did I look normal?
She looks
like you recognise them.
Are you Loopy?
No, I'm Tom. Tom.
That'll do.
I will drop into position and start doing chest compressions, by the way.
Why?
Sorry.
Because the first mate has quite clearly collapsed. I think he banged his head on the way down.
As
he was raving.
Rolled across the deck.
Bloody hell, I only hit him. I didn't knock his block off, literally.
Sorry, yes.
His knackers are strewn across the deck as well.
Captain Crunch appears to be attempting to help a man.
I'm afraid it's too late for him. I'm just going to go up and see who's...
not the first one I've seen.
No, he's not the first one who attacked me either.
There's half a dozen dead people down there.
Oh, well, thank God I haven't killed anybody. I'll, you keep a watch just in case he gets up. I'll go and check on the bridge.
All right. Tom clambers up towards the bridge as Oliver appears behind Shandy. There are three immobile forms on the deck. One you recognise as the captain himself. Another one is the extremely large ornithologist.
Who was in the recovery position, I think, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the, as is the captain, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they're all in the... Not the in last, the recovery the position. One.
Maybe not the last guy, no.
The problem
I said,
with
it just
putting...
looks suspicious if it's a dead guy.
The problem with putting David in a recovery position is his head keeps flopping the other way. So.
Well, he's got a... He's got a head wound on the back of it. It's not like I wouldn't have noticed.
Clearly self-defence.
If you just turn his head round, so it's facing up at the sky, it's fine. David does not
That
look
is
well.
Pretty much the definition of not the recovery position.
Yeah, the not recovery position. Tom.
No, I think he may have, you know, hurt himself on the way down.
Tom.
Let's go up and peer in through a window that isn't cracked.
There's maniacs out there.
There is.
They could be doing anything to each other, which we're definitely not.
Inside, you can see Arnold Rothman, the second mate, frantically fiddling with a gun, and then he stops because
the
phone,
the window, and wave.
The phone has started to ring.
He
points the gun at the window, and just you see him squeeze
Hands
the trigger.
Up. What?
The gun's not working, is it? He's trying to shoot.
Open the door, take the gun.
Oh, yeah, we'll
I'm going to be working on this.
Let me give him a... what's a not panicky roll? A kind of power roll, maybe?
Probably, yeah, willpower.
I thought so, yeah. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have willpower, so it's luck.
Yeah, so
well,
power related. Yeah. Oh, 0-4.
it's the sign of a you know, natural authority.
So clearly he will calmly and carefully massacre the remaining PCs.
What's his name again?
Rothman. Arnold Rothman.
Rothman. Calm down.
You okay? You're okay?
I'm okay.
What
How
the
you?
Fuck is happening?
Can I come in?
Are they out there?
They're going crazy out there, man.
There's three men down out here.
Is there anyone free out there?
Yes, but they're
fine.
Yeah,
there's us.
Oh, God. Oh, God, the phone's ringing. Okay, no one's answering the phone.
I keep the phone ringing
because...
Answer the phone and unlock the door.
He rushes over to the door and opens it. Get in.
Right,
get in.
Come in, guys.
Why don't I answer the phone and you, strapping gentlemen, can defend against any
Yes,
lunatics.
Indeed. Let's
could strap.
Let's have a spot hidden for whoever's shutting the door.
Don't tell me it's got somebody's head in it blocking. 39. My
Your
spot hidden is
25.
Is 30.
Yeah. Okay. Give him the 00 I just rolled. I think I'll assume you did that.
Okay. Oliver rushes to the wrong door.
Ow, my eye.
So basically, there's one door to the bridge from the outside, which you mm-hmm. come through. There is another sort of internal door, which comes from in the ship, but that one's locked.
Right.
Currently. Okay. Tom shuts the door. Shandy. No, Shandy. You came and you
If you are a lunatic, I shall be
bring,
very
bring.
Annoyed.
Sorry, I was letting Nick sing, you know, so. Hello? Hello, it's the Doctor.
Are you sane?
I am, yes,
oh,
but they're pounding on the door trying to get in.
Oh.
Myself and Ophelia are in here.
Just
There's no way
to
out.
The bridge. All right. Boys, work for you. How do you fancy rescuing the Doctor?
Rothman, is there a problem with the revolver?
And Ophelia?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And Ophelia.
He only fired once.
It's all right.
And Ophelia.
Let me take
Ophelia
a look at that.
Would quite like to be a revived rescue too.
No, I said you were here as well.
Yeah, I know, but
it's a fairly sturdy door, but it is shaking a lot.
Yeah.
we got to rescue them.
I've got to get to the island. It's our only chance. That. We're only a little while away.
Any idea how far?
It's about 5 a.m. after all this shenanigan narration. Maybe another hour?
Mr. Rothman. Definitely on course, yeah.
I know what I'm doing, man.
Mr. Rothman. Been a lot distracted. You're calm. Well, don't worry,
I am calm.
Go round in a circle.
I will reach for the damn gun.
Well, I'm already in the process of...
Yes, Tom has the gun.
Okay, Tom's got it.
Tom, you can make that. A pistol roll.
Well, pistol whip the bastard into submission. 36, I've got pistol of 65. Sorry, I beg your pardon. That's pistol of, where's it gone? 16, not 65.
16?
But still.
Okay, alright.
How do you think I got to be captain? It's because I accidentally shot everyone of a higher rank who was around me.
He loaded it too hastily. It's jammed in. It's
okay.
Entirely operator error.
Let me have some more ammunition, please, Rothman. We may have to use this to try and rescue the doctor.
Okay. There's a. He points to a lockbox on the. The kind of sea shelf in front, not a sea shelf. That's a different thing.
Can we just take the sea as red?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mean red as in the wine dark sea.
There is a metal cupboard that is locked in the bridge.
Yes. He waves at it. There's a flare gun in there, and maybe
I'm not
going
to be firing a flare gun inside the ship. Listen, I'm coming to. We're coming to rescue you. Do you really want me to be firing?
I think there's a shotgun in there.
Okay. You'll probably want something here. Have you got a big stick or something that you can defend yourself with?
I've got to drive the boat. Just let me drive the boat. Just keep me safe. I'll get us to Griffin Island.
Okay. Where does the door here come out?
So if you go through the interior door, it'll drop you down to go past the captain's cabin. So it'll take you out kind of the... Now I can't see. That's not very helpful, is it? it'll take you through the radio shack. Mm-hmm. Well, you could pick up a TRS-80. Could you in 1984? You probably could.
Do you still go? Called the TRS-80?
Sorry?
Carry on. Carry on.
I see what you did there. Well, the Spectrum wasn't... Anyway, never mind. ZX-81, I've just thought of that. Okay, is that why it was called a ZX-81?
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Past the captain's cabin and down... Mm-hmm. Kind of into the... It's a bit blurry, isn't it? But down to the level you were before. The medical... The back of the lab is where the medical cabinet is.
Right.
So we've got potentially a shotgun and a flare gun. Flare gun is, as you say, not a good choice.
Leave the flare gun up here.
Yeah.
Flare gun's great if you want to actually scuttle the ship.
Or if your opponents have, I don't know, mixed up kerosene and aftershave this morning, that's another excellent use for a flare gun.
That's anyway. I mean, you know this ship pretty well now. Towards the back of the ship is a helicopter. If that is of any help,
I can't hit them with that.
Fire extinguishers.
Yes, many and varied.
Let's equip ourselves with fire extinguishers.
Sounds good to me.
Water fire extinguishers.
There's different ones, but on the captain, there's a water one and one of those powder ones for electrical fires.
Powder will do.
CO2 or foam or whatever.
Yeah.
Sandy, I'm wondering if perhaps you should stay with Rothman just to make sure that he can concentrate on actually steering and controlling the vessel rather than having to fend off people trying to get into the door. We could leave you with the shotgun, maybe, or you could just use the very pistol.
Would quite like to rescue Touch Crippen.
Right.
But if you insist...
Well, if can you use a shotgun?
Yes.
Excellent.
no further questions.
Birdies. Oliver, would you mind staying in the bridge with Rothman?
I'm not a great fighter, but I can keep an eye out.
You should probably stay in the bridge with Rothman rather than coming to the fight.
I would say he's a lover, not a fighter, but he's got an app of eight.
I've always considered myself a lover, not a fighter. No,
my picture of Idris Elba circa the Wire may not be entirely representative, but that's what he thinks he looks like.
Is that who you're saying your guy is?
Oh, well, yeah, now I think about it, Idris Elba might not be the best model.
Idris Elba in just about anything.
If anyone tries to get in, spray them in the face with this fire extinguisher.
That's about it. Idris Elba. You should watch it, it's very good. Anyway, sorry, Roger, carry on.
No, I'll just hit him with it.
With Idris Elba.
Okay, Sandy, equip yourself with whatever you need. I'll take the revolver. And if we're going to be in the vicinity of my cabin, I might pick up my knife.
Do you know, I think Oliver thinks he looks like Idris Elba, but he actually looks more like Louis from Left 4 Dead. Who is also a handsome man, but...
Or Dwayne Dibley.
Do I look like one of them?
Okay. All right, we have a party heading down into the depths of the...
Well, two of us, if that constitutes a party.
Well,
if I'm there, it's always a party.
Having managed to get the party together, we now split it again, as Tom and Shandy head down the steps past the captain's cabin. How are you...
Quick question.
Maneuvering, yes.
Is this your classic double barrel shotgun or some
it's a pump action
pump
shotgun?
Pump action.
Nifty.
Yeah, I'll need you to be extremely careful about when you fire that because you're going to be shooting it from behind me, and I would rather that you actually made sure the gun was sticking in front of me before you pull the trigger. So, you know. I'll pull to one side and brace myself and aim and fire. And
I am kind of thinking you might be about to do a Black Hawk Down situation of basically deafening the poor guy in front.
Oh, right. I thought you meant crashing a helicopter onto me. That would be... well, that is possible.
It's not beyond the bounds of possibility.
It is still on the cards. I mean, I have a pilot of 0-1, so...
And I've left you to be a little bit bored, twiddling your thumbs there. Oh, I wonder if I could just take the helicopter out for a spin. Maybe I can spot the island.
Ophelia and the Doctor, so I think we've established sun doesn't rise for another couple of hours yet. So it won't be dawn.
Half 7, I think we said.
Yeah, that sounds right. Ophelia and the Doctor, the door is rattling. There are angry people out there desperately trying to get in. It's a sturdy door, but now you're starting to hear heavy thuds on it.
Is there anything we can put in front of it?
Yeah.
I doubt anything in here is movable, really, is it? It'll all be bolted down.
That's true. The bed's kind of bolted to the wall. Yeah, I mean, the
bolted
whole point
ships,
of it is
it?
You can't move it around.
That's true.
It's a really good idea, so you start tugging at things. I can't offhand think of anything heavy that wouldn't be screwed into the wall.
Have I got any sedatives?
Definitely you have sedatives.
Yeah, take a bottle of those.
Medical kit.
Just go and lie down.
Injectable sedatives.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I will prep as many syringes with injectable sedatives as I can. Big doses that will knock people out quickly.
Possibly go wrong with this.
You're aware that adrenaline kind of counters a sedative to some extent. But
so I will overcompensate.
So adjust the doors accordingly. Let's have either a chemistry or a doctor role.
Pharmacy. Gambling.
I'll go with the medicine roll because the chemistry I've got is not as 21. So
yeah, you're pretty happy. This with Flora, horny rhinoceros in its tracks.
How does it sound like? How many people does it sound like are out there?
About a horny rhinoceros is worth.
Flora, I think Flora is a good name for a horny rhinoceros.
More than three, I think. Beyond that, it's tricky.
Okay, so I will. How many syringes can I prep?
Let's have 2d3, seems fair.
Or a d6, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't want you to get
different
one.
Odds.
10. I can prep 10. I roll 2 fives.
That will be not 6, not 10.
That'll be what, sorry?
2d3, not 2d6.
Okay, that'll be 6 then.
Yeah. Fair enough. Very good. Okay, you've got six all rangers right. full of I will, jolly jelly.
I will get in a position so that I am not in front of the door when it opens, but not behind the door so I get flattened when it opens, if you see what I mean.
Just step back from in front of the door, on the hockey, take three of the syringes, and just...
Yeah, well, yeah, basically. Triple 20. And I'm gonna set them up so that I can literally just stab them quickly, one at a time.
Right.
I'll do
just like when you were a nurse back at St. Bartholomew.
When the door opens,
that's a very pessimistic. Yeah, the door's not opened yet. It's just someone is smacking something very heavy.
I want to be basically stood where you could see me from the door, but as far away as possible, and I'm going to be there screaming.
Can I give you a weapon to defend yourself with?
Please.
Or something to,
have I got a script? I don't suppose I've brought a spanner with me.
We've got anything we can spray in their eyes?
There should be at least some cleaning alcohol.
You've got surgical spirits. I mean, it wouldn't spray, but it's like in a squirty bottle. You could like...
Yeah, there you go. I'll give you that and anything you can hit them with. A bedpan or something.
Scalpel tied to the end of a mop.
Several scalpels tied to the end of a mop.
Ophelia, you are the kind of person, Ophelia, that wouldn't go anywhere without a spanner, but you were woken up in the middle of the night with vermission. So you can have a luck roll to see if you have some kind of multi-tool device on you.
Okay.
Multi-tool.
0-1.
You never go anywhere without your portable chainsaw.
And Swiss Army chain.
It's strapped to your ankle.
You have got any kind of engineering tool you can justify to me that you wouldn't want to be without? Some kind of multi-tool would be my guess.
To be honest, I've probably got a Leatherman or something. I will use the Leatherman to unbolt the bed from the floor.
Very nice. Okay, yes.
And actually use that actually to help brace the door.
Let's have a mechanical repair from you, Ophelia.
Okay, this is where I screw it up. No, 19 under 80, thank you.
Ophelia, so while Dr. Crippen is rapidly filling syringes full of sleepy juice, Ophelia is rapidly unbolting the bunk and knows exactly how to do it very quickly and efficiently.
Almost like it's her job.
Almost. and then pushing it in front of the door, which starts kind of juddering, but is now making the bed judder a bit. But that's good. Well done. Up on the bridge.
Well, it might mean that when the door opens, you get an arm or something through, and the doctor can go stab Squidge.
This is what we did with dogs without the arms. Anyway. let's move on. Not that dogs don't have arms. I mean, dogs don't have arms. Let's move on. I said that already.
Right,
I think he hasn't got a leg to stand on, personally.
Oliver.
Yes.
You don't really need a listen roll to hear the clanging of the steps from either side as there's kind of a clonk, 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 coming up to the bridge. Now, both doors are locked. There's a door on one side, isn't there? I'd already said that. So they're all coming up one side. There is a kind of group of seamen who've reached the top of the ladder and are now hammering on the already a bit shattered glass. But it's safety glass. It's holding. But they're hammering on it. You can see... Tim Niles, the radio boy, Fred Simpson, the artificer, and Norman, the kind of the backup engineer, for when Ophelia is otherwise incapacitated. They are all frothing, they're kind of nudging each other and hammering and very angry and smacking into the window.
So I just gotta have the fire extinguisher ready, and when somebody breaks through, they get hit.
So, as in, you're using it like a club rather than a spray in the face?
Yep.
Okay, alright.
That's what I got the skill in.
You're standing to one side of the door.
I mean, I'm going to assume the door will give first, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's where you are. Shandy, Tom, you're heading past the captain's cabin, down past the radio room, when someone with an immaculately tidy goatee beard leaps out of the captain's cabin and attempts to grapple... who's first?
Me.
Shandy. From behind, he leaps out. It is none other than Professor Eric Schmidt, the fanatically penguin-obsessed scientist of the expedition.
Is he played by Burgess Meredith in this encounter? Because that's how I'm picturing him.
Burgess Meredith would be a good shout of how he looks, actually. He squawks in anger as he leaps towards Shandy. Spot hidden roll, Shandy, to see if you notice anyone as he leaps out of the darkness of the captain's cabin.
I do.
Then you get a moment to react. Now you have a shotgun. You can either swing it around and shoot or back up and dodge as the Burgess Meredith alike leaps towards you with a avian
umbrella
squawk of terror. Not terror, the opposite one of that. Anger.
Calm.
Oh.
An avian squawk of calm.
I mean, I've got this shotgun now.
It'd be a shame not to use it.
Just use the stock.
Yeah, I might try and work.
I mean, you haven't heard for sure, but they're basically zombies at this point, aren't
they? I'm going to try and smack him with the butt of the shotgun.
You're trying to try and hit him. Okay. So you're not dodging, you're hitting.
Wait, so is this a dodge or fight back, or is this a dodge or take action?
You get a chance to react. He's trying to surprise attack you, so you can react to that. Either attack back. You have got a loaded shotgun?
Yes, I will try and hit him with it.
Okay, there are some risks with doing that. You would be aware because you're very good with the shotgun.
That's true.
Pointing the shooty end at your midriff while you're hitting him.
That is true. I don't have any good options because I'm bad at things other than shooting people with shotguns.
Well, it sounds like you've got one good option, but
I don't really want to start killing people.
Aim shot in his leg.
Oh yeah, because nobody ever died from a close quarters shotgun blast.
Shoot or dodge, Shandy. Time to make up your mind.
Dodge.
Okay. All right. Let's have a dodge roll.
Nope.
Okay.
At least I haven't wasted any ammo.
What's his fisting attack? Fucking hell. Okay. Well, he has launched at you and punches you right in the stomach, most ungentlemanly, like. He is the one member of the crew that doesn't have, is not built like a WWF fighter. And so does a mere 2 points of damage to your tummy. Right. We'll head to initiative.
You get.
Dex. Who's got the highest dex here? Professor Schmidt has a dexterity of 8.
I presume I'll be in at some point.
You hear this, Tom. So
right.
You,
well, I've got a dexterity of 17, then.
Okay, Tom. There is an angry ornithologist attacking your dilettante.
That's not my dilettante. I mean, let's not there's a start rumours or anything.
Everyone's dilettante. No,
turn around.
There's another rumour.
Take in the situation and
kick him in the
punch Schmidt in the head.
Okay, let's have an attack roll.
Get your schmitty hands off her.
I was just going to read the last line of his biography. He has a wife and 3 children at home.
Had.
And here's a picture of him.
This is his last mission before he retires. Okay, did you hit him?
I was just checking to see if anything in his bio affected me. Oh, now, I very nearly read these dice the wrong way around again, but it doesn't matter because I've rolled 99.
Okay. You spin and stumble backwards, and you're out of the fight for a round. Shandy, what are you doing with this immaculately coiffured maniac?
He's just punched me, so I'm now upset with him.
Yeah.
I will try and punch him in the kneecap. Okay, fine.
Well, I was going to say punch him in the kneecap. I presumed you'd be shooting at that stage, but.
So what are you doing with the gun? Because you're
if he's now punching me.
Yes. All right. So you're holding. You're kind of holding the gun with one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's going to grab the gun off you next go.
He's probably going to try, isn't he? But if he's punching me, I don't feel like he can bring a gun to bear very easily.
He's not a bear. Yeah. He's an ornithologist.
Or penguin, even.
Okay, you thump him. Or attempt to.
Sorry, I will... Can I step back and shoot him?
Yeah.
Is there enough space to that?
Yeah, all you need is enough room to...
Because that's the thing. Like,
without shooting down the corridor is the important part here.
Well, no, he's in a room, isn't he? He's come out of a room.
He's leapt out of a room.
But from behind Shandy.
Well, let's see how the attack roll goes. But Shandy is stepping back and shooting. And she's bound to hit because she's very good at shooting. And so it won't be a problem for Captain Tom.
So, point blank...
You don't get much point blanker, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, what does that do?
I don't think it does a lot in Cthulhu. Let's say advantage, yeah. Okay, that seems fair. I'm just going to say a normal roll.
Because
to be honest, it's not like... It's just a melee scuffle kind
of
step.
This is fair, in which case I missed.
I don't feel like you missed.
Mm-hmm.
What did you roll?
89.
And your skill is?
God, you didn't
50.
50? Only 50?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a...
My life is on the line with somebody who's got a 50-50 chance of...
I'm going to say 50-50. Did you step one way or the other? So,
she stepped the other.
Tom, which would you prefer, low or high?
What, for a hit location?
No, just which side he is...
Isn't it more likely, since, as Mark said, the penguin jumped out behind her, that...
That's a good point. That is a good point.
So it shouldn't be a 50-50, should it? Should be like
let's say 80% chance of her stepping back towards Tom and facing away from Tom. So, Shandy, let's have a roll.
65.
Okay, Shandy steps back towards Tom, points, bang! There is a literally deafening bang, which does otherwise very little other than upset everyone in the room.
Yeah. And let people know where we are.
Ophelia and the Doctor, there is a huge bang from upstairs.
Oh, shit.
And the door rattles a bit more. It then starts rattling.
Any change in the sound of the engine?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not an engine exploding kind of bang.
That was
what kind of bang was it?
Probably a gunshot, but it was really loud.
So it was close by then. If it was really loud,
yes.
Okay, and there's no more noise in the corridor?
It seems to have stopped. Or the door's stopped rattling.
Okay, can we hear voices? Can we hear running, whatever?
Yeah, but maybe further away than it was.
Okay. Like they're moving away from us?
Hopefully.
Okay. Give it a minute.
Okay, you're giving it a minute. Oliver. Rothman is muttering to himself, keep it steady, keep it steady. There is a kind of crashing noise as the window of the door shatters inwards and several hands start reaching in. The door still seems shut.
Okay. There's not a fire axe in here, is there?
Ooh.
Because I think there's one on the cover.
That's a fair point. I think there is, probably, on the bridge. That seems fair.
Okay, let's grab that then.
Okay.
Because arterial spray will ruin your whole day really quite fast, no matter how hopped up you are. Don't ask me how I know this.
See, it sounds like a line that you got out of Phoenix Command.
A bullet in the beak is really very bleak, but boiling like a duck just absolutely sucks.
There's hands reaching in, but there's kind of also someone trying to squeeze in.
Hands off!
It's just a mess. Oh, that's unfortunate, given what Oliver's about to do. What are you going to do, Oliver? There's basically a tube of flesh reaching its way through the window.
Or, as I like to think of it, a target.
Okay, all right. It is not hard to hit. Let's have advantage on your whatever melee attack role you have.
I'm guessing club or similar. That's probably a good thing, given the 98 I just rolled. Yeah, well, the second roll's fine.
Okay. I mean, roll your damage. Feel free. There is a scream and a cry.
That's what we like to hear. 5 damage.
A bit badass, Oliver, isn't he?
I'm assuming it's doing the standard D6 for a reasonably heavy melee weapon.
Oh, I would say D8, a fire axe. I think we'll say D8.
It might
well,
be 2D6.
Still 5
well,
damage.
D8 plus 1.
Because it'll do more than a, six, do then. More than a gun.
Yeah. Blood gouts into your face. Let's have a sanity roll, Oliver.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, the way I'm acting, I think I probably failed the sanity roll a long time ago, but 0-1. I seem worse in the war.
Turns out.
I seem worse in the war and I wasn't even in the war.
You've seen worse on the nascent internet.
I quite enjoyed that.
Turns out, you know, you really find out how you are in a crisis and who you are is a wood chopper of flesh.
You find out you are Norman Bates.
I always wondered about my mother.
Now, the door's probably not going to hold that much longer, but you're pretty sure something's fallen off of this flesh tube that's trying to get through the door.
Good.
Captain Tom, you cannot hear a thing. So you've sort of staggered backwards towards the next ladder heading down, which is where you know the medical bay is. What are you doing? There's a fight going
check
on.
Check behind me.
Wise. Your soldier's instincts kick in like a kind of a pair of...
Like he doesn't want to fall down a dirty great big hole in the deck.
I don't think it's going to be a hole in the deck on this. It's more likely to be steps, isn't it? The way these are set
there
up.
There are steps.
You can walk past it, sure.
And as you're looking down, you see a trio of bastards scurrying at the bottom of the steps.
Okay, in that gibbering... case, that changes what I'm going to do.
Okay. What's your plan? In front of you, Ophelia is looking kind of slightly surprised. Not Ophelia. She would look surprised if she was there. Shandy is looking surprised in front of a now slightly less immaculately coiffured ornithologist.
Hair perfectly parted down the centre.
Yeah.
You cannot hear but can see me swearing.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm going to work on the assumption that since you've got a damn great gun, you've got matters in hand. That's an ornithologist, not a fighter. Whereas you, on the other hand, as a debutante, will have been fending off unwanted physical entanglements from men, older men, for quite some time.
I mean,
go to the top of the steps, and as people try to come up the steps, I shall try to persuade them to go back down the steps.
In what manner would you persuade them?
I'll kick them in the face, obviously.
Okay. I'll
brace myself against something and then just kick the bastards.
Shandy, it's gone very quiet or very loud. You can't quite tell. The professor is leaping at your face at this point. In fact, he's going to make an attack roll. What's your dexterity, Shandy?
It is 16.
You are... it's like, you know, in the Matrix, you just... you seem to be moving, like, twice the speed of him because he has a dex of 8. So it's up to you. He's launching himself at your face. He's a middle-aged, entitled white guy.
I would like to shoot him with a shotgun.
With a goatee.
Okay. You pump up the old shotgun. Click, click.
28, that's more like it.
Right, middle of the professor, just like you were taught. What's your damage? I can tell you the damage.
46.
Well, that's with the double barreled. Let me check with a...
oh, that's true.
So it's probably 2d6 then, isn't it?
Oh, I think it might be. Yeah, 2d6.
Yep. Then 7.
Is it 2d6, but you've got 2 shots?
Oh, well, let me check the Roth.
Well, you've got about 5 in this one, haven't you?
No, I know, but I think you do 2 a round or
yes,
something.
Yes, 2 per round. Very good point. Let's have another one.
You can do that with a pump action, can you?
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
boom. Oh.
No, fair enough.
Hmm.
Well, the other one actually will be after his attack.
Yeah, so it was 7.
Still conscious.
And remember, you don't have to actually kill the man.
You blast him in his shoulder. He still manages to leap towards you and scrabbles with his bare fists at your knees.
Leg man.
The shotgun's good. Wish it had one of the coming out ball.
He has hit your knees for a full 2 damage. He grabs you and rakes his nails right down
He's
your
been listening
inner
to Tom,
thigh.
Hasn't he? Oi!
Oh, Tom doesn't do first. Anything with knees. You're thinking of Mason.
Now sorry, it's yes. Your turn.
Fondling my inner thighs now.
Fondling them so much as assaulting them, but one man's fondling is another man's assault.
If he's actually right that far in my face, I will probably again try and punch him.
That's not your face, love.
You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
The bearded lady.
Okay,
you could always just, you know, pile driver onto his head with the shotgun.
That's true.
That way, the worst thing to do is
enough.
Shoot
that's
the deck
still
above.
A kind of a club attack, melee attack.
36. No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The melee continues. I did do his con check. He's still alive. Ophelia, doctor, what's happening? The door stopped.
And it's quiet.
Well, it's loud, but not right next to the door.
Shotguns and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Can we shift the bed thing slightly and I'll quietly unlock
well,
the
how
door?
How about I'll do the door and you hold the syringe?
Okay, we'll do it that way.
On the grounds, okay. I'm a bigger girl
than
you are.
I think we need to get to the bridge, I think is what we need. So I'm gonna grab a portable first aid backpack kit thing, shove it on my back, perfect. And I'm going to grab all the syringes and stuff.
Meanwhile, Ophelia is kind of scraping the table out of the way. And are you peering out the door, Ophelia, did you say? Or is the doctor opening the door?
Well, we'll open the door because the door opens inwards, yeah?
Oh, now he had this last time. Don't doors normally open outwards on a ship?
To
maximise room
cabin space.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so in which case then, if I open, I'll kind of go down to my knees, open the door slightly so the doctor can see through. If anybody tries to put their arm through or anything like that, she's then in the position where she can stab.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll look at her and I'll go 1, 2, 3, open the door slightly.
You open the door, a crack. The Now, I'm not passing judgment here, but the tattooed arm of Gordon Knowles reaches through the door. I'm not judging that he's tattooed, but he is a seaman. And it's 1980s, which is, you know, tattoos have less of a cultural cachet. I think I've got a tattoo at the minute, I should point out.
Is this one that your darling daughter gave you?
Yes, yeah, it's a mermaid.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah,
very good,
right, isn't it? But Gordon has one that just simply says, in a sort of existential
mother
is what it says, and it scrabbles to it. And you've noticed it because it's such a kind of cliched thing for a seamer to have, which is why you realise it's Gordon's arm. It reaches towards a
stab him.
Okay, you were well prepared.
We figure anybody who doesn't just go, "Oh, hello, it's me," is you know, under the effects. So
now
I stab him.
A kind of a fist attack, but you're at advantage. You were fully prepared, and this isn't the first time you've had to try and inject a fractious patient.
I've rolled 0.9 again. I'm obviously very good at this injecting malarkey.
Jam, squidge. Okay. In a round or two, okay, the arm scrabbles. You know you can just kind of relax at this point, because Gordon's not going to be awake for too much longer. Now, your dose of medicine was presumably not a lethal dose. It was just a very heavy dose.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to roll any further. You did pretty well previously. You hold the door a bit longer, and then after a while, Gordon's arm stops moving and flops to the floor.
Nobody else has tried to come through.
Just Gordon's arm.
Just Gordon's arm. But there's no other noise from out there.
Okay, when his arm goes floppy,
I will
grab it and push it, so push him away from the door.
Okay. Yeah, you can now shut the door if you want, or open it further.
Okay, we'll leave the door open slightly. Can we hear it? What can we hear?
A lot of noise from above you.
But nothing by us?
No.
Okay, with my strength 18, size 18, I'm going to push onto the door. So I'm pushing
okay.
the door open.
You slam it open very quickly. It clangs into the wall beside you.
Okay.
It does not make a satisfying squeegee splat. Gordon's arm is attached to the rest of Gordon, who is snoring gently on the floor.
Cool.
Okay. Is the room opposite open?
Yeah, that will be the laboratory.
Oh, no, not the laboratory. We might need that. What about the next room down?
The kitchen, yeah.
No, not the kitchen. We might need the kitchen. What's the next room down?
You mean the galley? Surely the sea kitchen, as I believe it.
Yeah, whatever.
The
about the other way. Somewhere we
can
lock him in.
That's where your rooms are.
Right. Yeah. Well, a room. That's fine. Can I lock him in a room?
Okay. Yes.
That isn't a room that we can we drag him and lock him in somebody's cabin.
You can't necessarily lock it from the, but you can jam it shut with.
Yeah,
the
that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that
all
he doesn't
right. That takes a little while. Meanwhile, Oliver, you pull your axe back and blood sprays all over your face. Actually, you kind of like it. Okay, that's okay, isn't it?
I'm finding my everybody has the thing they've put on this earth to do, and I think I found mine.
Okay.
Have you considered joining Her Majesty's Armed Forces?
the door is probably about to burst open. You're pretty sure you've put at least one person out of action. But the door's kind of rattling to the point where it'll probably just kind of come open anyway. But you reckon you could get another attack in or do something else if you want? Keep them away! We're nearly there!
Yeah, I will. Basically, I'm going to make another attack, but I'm also standing in the way, and maybe it's going to go to grapple after this, maybe not. We'll see how they go.
Alright, so you're trying to hold the door. Okay, let's have an attack roll.
But I figure that at least for the moment, the door is the choke point, so.
Yes. This is an advantage. You're not kind of in the same strategic position that you were.
But that is a 15, so that'll be a hit.
Bloody hell.
And that's some damage.
What did it say? D8 plus 1, did I say?
Yeah, plus something my damage like bonus. So that will be 12.
Oh, that sounds like you've actually chopped into somebody quite badly.
Right, Tim's already
quite well, depending on how you look at it.
Fred Simpson, the artificer. Let's see how many hit points. Fred
he can rig himself a new arm.
He's still alive. There is another gout of blood and a shriek, and that kind of funny wrenchy feeling of metal against bone, which you're starting to quite appreciate. Let's have a con roll for Fred. That would be a failure for Fred. It kind of slumps over through the door, which then swings open. And you're faced with Norman, the engineer.
Spiny Norman?
No, just Norman.
Stale!
Okay, he is going to swing at you. You've dropped your competence down to one competent. Where's Norman then? Where's E2 then? Oh, Norman, as you remember, has spent all his spare time studying engineering manuals and plans. He isn't popular with the other crew members, and
and will not be missed.
what if anything does he have in his hands?
He has a knife.
Ooh,
a small. Well, not small. Not a Bowie knife, but not a flick knife. Something in between.
A sea knife, perhaps.
A sea knife. Spot on. And he swishes it in front of him in a kind of, I can do knife fighting kind of way. If you were Indiana Jones, you'd probably just shoot him in the chest, but you're not.
So I'm going to try to axe him in the chest, but not just yet.
Axe him in the face.
Well, the door springs open. His dex is 14.
More than mine.
Oh, Oliver. Now, are you going to attempt to dodge? Or
Do I have to decide that before I know whether he hit?
He's swinging at you, so yes, you do.
Okay, fair enough. No, I'm unwounded right now. I'm going to take the risk.
Why don't you program this, you computer bastard, says... He doesn't. That's just how your head talks to you. 83. You made a good choice in not dodging. He makes a cack-handed attempt at swinging his knife at you.
Okay, I will not fight back, because that's a term of art, but I will just hit him.
Okay.
Or maybe I won't.
Awkward. Okay. Shandy. What's your dexterity?
16.
Professor Smith is wounded in front of you, one of the finest scientific minds of your generation.
I'd like to kick him in the face.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do that thing then.
Nope.
Okay, you'd like to kick him in the face.
I'd like to.
Instead,
he's one of many men I'd like to kick him in the face.
He leaps at you and attempts to leer maliciously in your ear. As
get
well
off!
As pummeling you in the abdominal region.
Wouldn't be the first time.
There's a lot of things that aren't the first time for you, Shelly. But he also misses and stumbles to the ground. Mr. Thomas Crunch, or Captain Crunch, as you prefer, as we... you feel a sense of urgency,
Thomas,
because
actually.
You are aware...
You keep calling me Captain Crunch, but I don't prefer that.
Okay. There's your bones kind of vibrate with a sense of urgency as you're aware there's only 4 minutes left of the session.
Well, I'll make it three. But yeah, I'm just going to stand here in a defensive position.
Well, it took me a while to explain that. Anyway, carry on.
Two now. Defensive position and, kick out if they attempt to come up. If, however, they are carrying a chopping instrument or something stabby, I will probably use one of the fire extinguishers and lob that at them.
Okay. Peter.
Haven't you got a pistol?
Yes, but I'm trying not to kill people.
This is news.
Seems to happen anyway.
Peter the deckhand broaches the top of the thing and snarls at you like a dog that is about to hump another dog. He says,
"Pervert, shoot him in the face." No, I'll kick him or push him downstairs.
Let's have a kick. Kicking or pushing downstairs roll.
Kicky downstairs. Kick, kick. That's 34, and my kick is 60.
Let's have some damage.
Poor
10.
Old Peter.
Oh, dear. I feel it.
It's not that much.
10 damage.
10 damage, and then the fall. I mean,
Peter,
there are people behind him. He's got
Do you want to hear Peter's biography?
What was his biography?
I'd rather hear his obituary.
Peter is too poor to have a biography. he has no biography at all. He has 8 hit points. As he falls to the floor, there is a crunch.
How many... Does he take both of his companions who are also on the stairs?
That's a good point. I will worry about that next session.
Oh. Cliffhanger!
Well, ladder hanger.
Yeah. And so basically what you're trying to say is that just as Ophelia and the Doctor come out of the room, they look across and they see the massacre that Captain Crunch does.
They see this raving lunatic fall backwards down the stairs.
His face nobody
is going to be able to match up with my boots and his face. I'm wearing crepe-soled deck shoes, I'll have you know.
That'll be my necessary.
Well done. Have 3 para printed into the sole.
You have nearly,
killed off all the crew, I think.
You have actually.
We all know how to run a ship, right?
I really was trying not to kill him.
Yeah, actually, I'm really
Shandy
good at
does, so you probably
right. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I can keep the engines going and then
eventually we'll run aground, so I mean that should be
Shandy can steer, she's quite good.
Yeah, it's my best thing.
Shandy steer, that's what they call it. Right,
brilliant.
Well, there we are.
Lovely.
Probably
thank you very much.
Yeah,
another couple of sessions, maybe one. Not one. Come on,
2 or 3.
We haven't got off the ship yet.
Do you hear yourself?
We've not even got there yet.
So far, this has turned out to be, mass poisoning. So there's no mythos elements involved.
No.
Mass poisoning, which curiously causes everyone to attack us specifically. Interesting. Anyway, perhaps
for
later.
They attacked each other.
They know each other.
They came to us entente cordial.
Yeah. Anyway.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers.
Bye, guys.
Bye.